I like to be liked, don't you? I like people to think well of me. I like for them to approve of what I do and what I say. I think that's just human nature. But as Christians, we understand this. There is a force of evil that comes from Satan, and he is the father of lies. And he is working at all times to destroy our faith. And so, as we walk through this world, we find that people hate us. Sometimes for no reason at all. They will revile us in the media, in entertainment. They will depict Christians as the most horrible and radical of people. In the arts, they will mock and show disgusting pictures of our crucified Lord, and will depict his mother as being an immoral woman, trying to marginalize all Christians. It seems like there's a lot of sensitivity shown to all kinds of religions except for Christianity. And then anything goes. But you know, that's just the way it is. And that's the kind of things that happened to Jesus. He was disrespected. He was mocked. They spit upon him. They crucified him. He said that no servant is greater than their master. And if it happens to me, it will happen to you. And we can pretty much count on that. One time, as Jesus went to a feast in Jerusalem, he ran into the authorities. And when the New Testament talks about Jews, it does not talk about the Jewish people. It's talking about the Jewish authorities. For Jesus was a Jew, and all of his disciples and all of the people that wrote the New Testament were Jews. Maybe with the exception of Luke, we're not sure. He had a Roman name. But listen to this in John, the 10th chapter and the 22nd verse. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of Hanukkah, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jewish authorities round about him and said unto him, How long do you make us to doubt? If you be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You see, we belong to Jesus. He protects us. He guards our heart. Sometimes we have to suffer in this world because we follow him. We have to suffer indignities and active persecution in many places of the world. But this is the promise of Jesus. No one, by what they do, can take us out of his hand. And as long as we have faith in Jesus, we are safely within the fold. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that I am safe. I believe in Jesus. I've cast my whole life upon him. I count everything else I have as nothing in this world. The words that people say about me are just that. The words that people say about Christians and about people who follow Jesus Christ are just that. They're just words. Truth resides in Jesus. And I'm so happy for that relationship I have, being a sheep in his flock, with him being the great shepherd. As long as I have faith in Jesus Christ, I am safe, and no one can do anything to me to take away the eternal life that Jesus Christ has given me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.